lovers around the world. I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where.
Couples Talk, and tonight I just want to say thank you for tuning in, where me and my husband talk about communication in your relationships. So tonight I have a few topics. I usually discuss whatever we went through this week, but this week went by so fast, it seems like every Thursday is a Monday, so it's like, okay, I chose a few different topics off the top of my head. Good evening, honey.
Good evening, everyone. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It's Couples Talk on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Honey, what you got to talk about tonight?
So, what I wanted to discuss, one question would be, what is your morning routine with your spouse? What is the first thing that you or your spouse touch in the morning? Is it each other, or is it those cell phones checking Facebook? Another question to ponder is, has your spouse gotten too comfortable since you've been married? Does he still admire you? Do you still admire him? Is he still sexy to you? Do you let him know he's sexy to you? Does he still give you those pet names like he did in the beginning? We kind of want to know about that. And lastly, have you discovered your own lane? Meaning, have you guys adapted to different visions? And meaning this, like your own vision and what you see or what you, let's see, want for yourself or your marriage in the next few years. And if so, is it bringing division or is it motivating you to support each other in each other's visions or goals? So think about that for a minute and we'll be right back. Question of the night is, what is your morning routine with your spouse? And let me just add that today's been kind of gloomy. We had a couple friends today from Atlanta, and it's funny that it's my husband's friend that's a guy, and it was my friend that's a girl, and they were both in dilemmas in their marriages. So we just want to also focus on, you know, what made you fall in love? Have you forgotten the feelings that you had and what attracted you to your spouse? So that's another question when I stated, has your spouse gotten too comfortable since you've been married? So for the first question, what's your morning routine? So our morning routine is kind of chill. I pray in the morning. So I'm out of the bed for like 30 minutes, and I don't want to disturb my husband, so I go downstairs after prayer, and I watch Creflo and do a little bit of Bible study and meditation on the Word. So I always know when he's awake, because the first thing he grabs in the morning is his phone. And because he's such a involved leader in the community, he has to check on that Facebook and see what happened, right?
Exactly. Because I just got a call tonight where there were some young women that lost their life last night, and so I've been asked the question all day, and I still haven't found out who they are, but I have seen on Facebook where some of my friends' daughters have posted that they lost their best friend in a car crash and whatnot. And so because I have a lot of influence in our streets in Sacramento, I have a job that's called a crisis intervention worker. And so as a crisis intervention worker, I need to know what's going on, how it's going on, and when it's going on, so I can report to the team and the team can report to me. Not saying that, you know, the first thing I need to grab is my cell phone, but that's what I grab. I grab my cell phone to see what time it is. I also know that I have to go to work at a certain time, so I try to get everything I can in before I go to work. Now, my wife, on the other hand, she already downstairs. She already, if she ain't coming up to bring me some coffee because she's already downstairs, she's down there praying with the Word. She got a light on her phone on the book, reading in the dark and all type of stuff. But she give her all to the Almighty in the morning. And I appreciate her for covering us in prayer. And the way she studies, it keeps her grounded to the Word. And for that, I appreciate it. You know, I'm not going to go, why are you up in the morning praying and all? What that look like? That don't look right. I'm thanking her for what she do. I know that sometimes she say I pick up my phone a lot, but that go both ways, you know. It go both ways.
You pick me up.
Well, there you go.
I'm
there
just saying.
There you go.
You said it good, but I mean, yeah, it was a time where, I woke up first, or he woke up first, and I was knocked out sleep, but. You know, you still got to tap me or something so you can know I'm still breathing, right? He'll go out about 30 whole minutes. He don't know if I'm breathing, sneezing, nothing. But it's all good.
We're a work in progress.
Yeah, we're getting better though. But yeah, so right now he's off the hook because I'm already downstairs praying and everything. So I end up starting the day off. Bringing him his cup of coffee because I know he's on a time frame. So, yeah, that's all about the morning routine. That's pretty much how it starts off. And then from there, the day goes running. So, the next question I was speaking about. It was about has your spouse gotten comfortable? So, we can look at this two different ways, babe. So what my first thought was, have they gotten comfortable with knowing, like, being taken for granted or let's see, not giving compliments anymore, you know. I kind of, when we got together, I'm used to that type of thing, so I had to kind of shed some light on you about complimenting me, please. You know, so you've gotten much better, and I appreciate that because I used to try to, you know, give him all the compliments and rub on his head and kiss on his forehead and neck and stuff so he'll know that, you know, reciprocate my actions, you know, better to show him than to tell him. So with that being said, I noticed that, you know, he's so polite. And we had a couple instances where where were we? We were somewhere and somebody was on the phone and they were saying something. We were in the grocery store. So the guy paid for the groceries, but then the girl was walking out the store. And he was like, where the F you going? Come pack up these damn groceries. And I was like, and I think he called her a B word. And it's like the whole store kind of got quiet and like, who is he talking to? And then it was like, he talking to her. I was like, oh, man. So I didn't want to stare at her, you know, because I was embarrassed for her. And it was like, that's just my husband talking about how, you know, we get comfortable calling our spouses out their name and stuff. And, you know, I remember those days where that's how I communicated or we communicated with each other in past relationships, you know. But when you get older, you know, you have to, you know, show respect and to show that you care and love. So, you know, that was kind of ugly. So, you know what she did to play it off? She acted like that was their language, and she tried to get sporty back, you know. But she took the anger out on the cashier. And, no, she took the anger out on the household, saying, that's why I didn't want to buy all this stuff, because they're just going to eat it up and they don't appreciate nothing. So she tried to turn her anger, you know, but she wasn't going to cuss him out. But so she took it on to the household and the groceries, and I was like, well, I guess you got to do something, because that was terrible. You know, it was like he ain't even help her bag the groceries. Like, good Lord, you the man, you know. So I just felt bad for her. And what do you have to say about that, babe?
Well, you know, when people get comfortable in a relationship, they feel that they can talk any kind of way. I have a lot of friends, guy friends, that talk any kind of way to their women, and I just don't understand how you call that your wife, your girlfriend, your friend, and you talking to her like that. That ain't no way you talk to somebody. So that's a break in the communication in the relationship, whether it's your friend, whether it's your wife, whether it's your girlfriend, whether it's your mom, daughter, however it is. You have to have a better way to communicate in all relationships. And so when we don't have a humble heart to start with, and we are quick to, you know, with a quick tongue, anything come out your mouth. And some of that stuff you regret later, and it's too late. You know, once them words are said, they're out there. And so when you get comfortable in your relationship, you should be comfortable enough to wipe your woman down when she get out the shower. You should be comfortable on rubbing her feet, putting lotion on her back if she asks you to grease her scalp. That's the comfortability you need to have. You need to be that kind of comfortable to where you are doing some constructive things in your relationship that shows your spouse that you love her or that you love him. So my wife, she kissing my feet. I'm like, girl, if you don't stop that, you know. But she loved me enough to, she'll rub my feet. My arm was hurting yesterday. You know, I went to the hospital. I got a torn, what is it, baby?
Rotator cuff.
Rotator cuff. And so my baby, she manned the bed all night. She's naked. You want me to rub you? You want me to move this? You want me to get this? And so that showed me all the way that she care about my feelings, care about my pain, care about me. And so if you're going to get comfortable, be comfortable in that type of way. Be comfortable in helping, not hurting.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So, thank you for saying that, because, yeah, I'll just try to show him, you know, it's better, like I said, show than tell, and I want to show him so that he can be comfortable with me doing that. Now, yeah, you know, because when I love him, I love his whole body from the head to the toe, so that's just how I operate. And another thing I wanted to point out about communication disrespect is trauma. Trauma from past relationships also cause you to have your guards up or be on the defense or get easily offended, like we talked about previously. So with the trauma I'm speaking of, it's like you have to put your pride down. Like you said, you have to be humble. And in being humble, you know, you have to recognize the value of your mate. And it's like, you know, if you know that they're doing X, Y, Z, and you bring, you know, A, B, and C to the table, they're still completing the whole circle. So you guys are putting in, you know, what you want as a couple, as a marriage, as a whole. And it shouldn't be like, you shouldn't feel insecure, inferior to the other spouse if they're doing a little bit more, because it's not always going to be 50-50. It's going to be 60-40, 70-30. Sometimes it's going to be 90-10. Like right now, it's like on our end, he's the 90, I'm the 10 for the moment. But at first, in the beginning of the marriage, yeah, it still started out that way. Wow. You took me at my lowest point. Thank you, honey. I just thought about that. Okay, so being comfortable, yeah. So I've always been on my own, so, you know, I had to make all the decisions. So it was easy for me to humble myself because I trusted him. So, yeah, he was 90 and I was 10. Then I started working, so it became, you know, like a 60-40 situation. But now with this COVID, and, like, I had a hip replacement also, so, you know, it was real lopsided. And right now it's kind of lopsided again, you know, with all the unemployment benefits and things of that nature. And so now he's the one working and breadwinning and all that stuff. So, you know, I feel like he still appreciates me because I make sure the house is pretty. He has clean towels, clean clothes, you know. Not saying I'm the maid, but, you know, it's just, that's just what I do. I was doing that when I was working. So at the same time, when the tables turn, you know, no one should make the other feel less than, but you also can't blame the other spouse for their values. Like if you know that the other spouse is better at finances, okay, that's a given. Then you know where the money should go, you know. And if you know that the other spouse is better at, you know, XYZ, I don't know. But, you know, you just give place and value on what they do and not make them feel less than. And, you know, so a lot of these relationships I've been seeing, you know, women and men, but you guys have to not take each other for granted, because it's like, okay, your husband's doing A, B, and C, and you can't even cook. You know, you're not cooking. You on Facebook all day, or talking on the phone all day, or, you know, just, I don't know. I don't understand it. It just seems to me that, you know, when one is lacking, you know, you really should have some type of just self-respect for yourself and your marriage or your relationship to do something, you know, not just take the other person for granted. I guess that's the best way I could put it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, I see a lot of women that just aren't doing what they, you know, could be better. What they're not doing what they could or what they can or what they're able to do to help, and not just, like I was saying, be a liability or asset. We want to always be an asset to our marriage, the man or the woman. So I hope I said that right, honey.
Yes, you did, and we're going to go into a song when we get back.
Tell him I said, come on.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, you better call Tyrone. I don't know what you got going on up in here. So, yeah, we were just talking about appreciating your spouse and talking respectively, you know, to one another. And so, yeah, that's pretty big. And I find that as we communicate, this is what, our fifth show, and I can see the difference, actually. I know I'm real emotional, so I pick up everything, and I'm learning to observe more. My husband said, you need to listen, Linda, listen, and observe more, because I'm so quick to be asking questions and, you know, what's that, what's this, and how you feel about that. So I've noticed that this week I did a good job. I held my tongue, and I just watched and observed, and I didn't even have to say what I was thinking. He had already did it. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So, you know, the Lord in prayer has been teaching me to, you know, just trust him and be quiet. You got to listen. That's why you have two ears and one mouth.
And so as she is saying that, we had a situation this week to where we were supposed to fly out on a certain date, and what we did is we found out that the flight was canceled. And so we had to call, you know, Priceline to get things situated to set up another flight to get to our destination. And what happened is my wife got short-winded, and I had to, you know, let her know right then at the point of her getting discouraged, it was a good time to go, hey, wait, calm down a little bit, listen to what she said, because you saying what you saying, but you didn't listen to what she said. If you listen to what she said the same thing the first time she said the second time. It's just that the second time you caught on. And so my wife, she is one to quickly go off real quick, and she'll let you have it. If it don't sound right, look right, smell right, she gonna let you know about it. And so sometimes you're not need not to be so quick. Sometimes things will work itself out. You just have to give it that time. You have to give it a moment. And so she is getting good, like she said, at that. And I appreciate her, you know, being witty too. Because sometimes I be so soft about a situation that people will use you in that moment. And so my wife, I don't think they can get a chance to, because she's witty and quick with it. And so, yeah, that scares most people off. They go, oh, no, I know I can't mess with her. But see, me, I'm more soft. You know, I'm soft like that. Because I have a compassionate heart. And I try to see people as people. And I know we all ain't perfect. None of us is perfect. And I know our situations is different. So I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. And hopefully that the benefit that I give you don't make me doubt.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yeah. And so we learn from each other, because some things I say, no, that's not right, honey, you know. But with, like you said, he has a compassion. I have compassion too, but I kind of see BS when it's coming, you know. And then sometimes I'm quick with it, so I need to observe, because you have to give other people the benefit of the doubt. So that is true too. So that's another thing that I'm learning, you know, while I'm watching him, because you know, everybody likes him, you know. They don't like me. No, I'm just playing. But so it's a good role model for me to watch and observe. So I just want everyone to, yeah, just appreciate your spouse, and you learn from each other. If you've been in a marriage a long time, you know, you never stop learning each other is what I'm told. My mom always said that, you know, when she's speaking of men, you know, you learn them every day when they turn 60 to 70, something's still changing, you know. And so just, you know, just what I see now, I'm just more grateful of who the person my husband is for me and how he acts towards me, you know, comparing to other relationships I see or things that I've gone through in the past. So, you know, we want to show that we love each other. That's for everybody. I'm speaking in marriages. So show your spouse that you love and appreciate them. And the next question that I was speaking of was, does your spouse motivate you, or have you guys learned different interests possibly that kind of separate you a little bit from your time, that is? And so, and if so, are you supportive of each other's visions or personal goals? You know, you could have one goal for each other, like, say, purchasing a home or a vehicle, something like that, or, you know, maybe even starting a business, you know. Or, let's see, if it's an individual goal, are they supportive? Are they giving you ideas? Or, you know, do you share and bounce back different advice with each other? So that's another good thing. And when I listen to my husband speak, it's like, you know, at first it was like, well, why aren't you telling me this? Or why aren't you saying, you say everything on the radio, you know? So, but then he had to be comfortable again and learn how I think. And then I had to humble myself so I wouldn't scare him off. Because, you know, he's not a person to argue. He's not going to be disrespectful, call me out my name. So he'll just be quiet and listen. You know, you can't really argue with yourself. So I'm not arguing. I'm just adamant about getting my questions answered. So now I know, you know, I'm just listening. So when he's listening, it's because he's taking it in to think of what is the best advice he has to give me, you know. So I appreciate that, and I see that he's getting much better at that. And, you know, I just love talking to him because, you know, he has so much knowledge and compassion for everybody, so he does give the best advice. So I think I was annoying him because he said, you ask too many questions. But I'm like, but you smart, you know what I'm saying? So I just like to hear him talk, and it makes me comfortable to where I could trust him and know that, you know, he might see more than what I can see. So just like with God, he knows what's ahead when we don't. So, you know, with my husband, I trust his judgment on some things. And in some things, he's still learning because we were raised differently. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. I agree with that because, see, I was born and was taught from a street standpoint. It's not, in other words, you know, I raised myself in them streets. Now, my wife, she was raised by a father and a mother. Father was a well-known man in the town, had a wonderful business, was a wonderful man. He was known throughout the land. And so she was born with a silver spoon and a gold spoon. And so, you know, she was shown different things in life, you know. She went on family vacations, you know. She had a good support team, whereas I didn't. My support team was myself. Anybody that know me know I left the house at 17. I got my first apartment at 17. I got a real job at 17. My first job was at 16. And so being that I had to survive mainly on my own, I learned different than she did. And so it took a while for God to connect my thoughts with my heart, because before that I had wild thoughts and I wanted to be wild, and so I was wild until he changed my thoughts and I connected my heart. And so then it made me be humble with all the thinking that I do. And so I appreciate God for seeing fit to bless me, to bless others. That is my commitment to the world, is to let God use me as a vessel to change some lives. And so my wife is one of them. You know, we have to connect, you know. And so some things I may say she might not agree with, but when she think about it, she know I'm not coming out of left field. She know I'm coming from my heart. I want the best for her. Whatever she want to do, because she asked the question, do you support your spouse in their business, ventures? Yeah, I don't get in my wife's way. Whatever she want to do, she just got through writing 2 books. She's on her third. I didn't get in her way. I didn't say, well, hey, whoop, whoop, da wop, da bam. All I could do is encourage. Go ahead and do what you're doing, baby, but I'm going to stay out your way. I'm not here to get in your way. And sometimes people, you know, they want to know so much and be so much, they in the way doing it. And so, you know, they're not there to support you. They just there being nosy. I don't care if that's your mama, your auntie, your cousin. A lot of people get in your business just to be nosy. And so I don't try to do that because I got too much. So my grandfather told me, if you mind your business, you ain't got time to mind nobody else's. And so that always stuck with me. I'm minding my business because I got a lot of it, and I want to be successful at what I do.
Yeah, that's good. And as we get older, too, you want to make sure that, you know, your mate is supposed to be your best friend. So you kind of lessen your circle when you become married. And it's not saying that you can't have any friends, but it's good to, in this day and age and everything that we're going through, and like we're doing this couple talk, it's good to, you know, socialize with other married couples. You know, like, we can't really do it right now. We could with masks on, but, you know, that's why we created this couples talk, because that way you guys could listen. You don't really have to comment if you don't like, but you can listen and discuss and hear what we go through and kind of just bounce back and forth in your own home from what we're saying and agree or disagree, and then get you guys to talking about what we're speaking of and the questions that I'm asking. Because, yeah, I was listening to Fantasia and her husband yesterday. What's today, Thursday? That was Tuesday, I think. I didn't know they were called Taylor Talk. That's kind of neat. I didn't know that. So they call it Taylor Talk Tuesday. And he was saying how he, you know, he doesn't let anyone in his life. It's only his children, his wife, and maybe his mom, I think he said. And he was like, you have to teach your friends and other people how to treat you, and don't let them be time robbers. And that goes to say, that made me think of how, you know, my husband been single a while, and, you know, his friends are called 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock. What are you doing? We're still asleep, wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? Why are you calling so early? You know, I told him, you married now. You're not just laying up here by yourself. So, you know, I was like, tell him he needs to call after 8 o'clock. So it's gotten better. And even in the evening, when he was doing his radio show, his regular radio show, you know, that you can call him then. But, yeah, so I appreciate that. So, yeah, time robbers, because they think, another thing, too, in business, you know, you can't have a business and think and want to be successful, but yet you don't respect the other businessman. And that's what we always say about black-owned businesses. It's like, you know, you have to respect each other. If you're supposed to open at 8, open at 8. Why are you opening at 8:30? If you knew you had something to do, you should get here early so you can open on time. And then if someone has a service, don't think that they're just going to drop what they're doing to service you at the last minute. You know, that's not fair. Just like with my husband, he has a schedule. He has a full schedule of DJing. So, you know, I appreciate the thoughts, but I also appreciate when people call and be professional and ask him, is he available on a certain date? I just feel it's not professional to call him because, you know, he is requested a lot and be like, oh, can you DJ, you know, tonight in like 30 minutes? You know, that's not fair, you know. And so I just think we should all respect each other's businesses, their time, you know, and stay professional. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like when they do that to you, honey. because you know I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but come on now, you know how it go, and we need deposits and things of that nature. You would do it for the other businesses. We won't say no colors, but you know, you buying a Louis and a Gucci, but our t-shirts are too high for you. You know, our bags are too high. Come on. So, you know, that's a whole nother subject. But, yeah, just respect each other and each other's time. You know, so we have about 10 minutes left. And we're going to play one last song, just a snippet, just to gather another question or discussion before we end the night. But we appreciate everyone for listening.
So, the number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. It's Couples Talk every Thursday night from 8 to 9.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down the floor these years. I thought you'd diss me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been damned for these years, I'm such a diss me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Who's gonna love you more than your spouse? And
you know, they said the first 2 years of marriage are the toughest. And so I'm glad to hear that because I thought that, you know, I was going crazy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And because I was like, this is not working, you know. But then I had to remember to be patient and, you know, because with our story, we got married so quickly, I thought maybe I made the wrong decision or, you know, he thought the same thing because, you know, it blew his mind. He used to being on his own and saving his money. And it was like, oh, you got a whole full family right now and all these bills and rent and all the stuff, you know. So I think it took a toll on him because he wasn't used to it. So now we're coming into the end of the second year. And, man, it is really lightening up. And this year is going by so fast. And we went through a lot quick, you know, with not working last year with, you know, my surgery. And then this year with the COVID. And it was like, you know, I was venting on Facebook a lot in the early years. So now I see it getting better. So, you know, I want to just say to those couples that maybe have been married a long time and feel like, you know, I'm ready to be out. You know what I'm saying? It just really depends on the circumstance. It depends on, you know, your attitude and how you treat each other. Because remember, it's not only physical violence, there's verbal and emotional violence. You know what I'm saying? Abuse, I should say. There's emotional and verbal abuse. You don't have to put your hands on somebody because, like they say, words can hurt, you know? So with that, you want to reevaluate. I just would say to pray, you know, about your decision. You know, I heard a lot of people, men so far, they've already left their homes, and it's like, well, what's the issue with the wife? What's going on? What did they do? What did they say? You know, what's causing the division? So you always want to find the root of the problem and see if it can be worked out. But I'm going to tell you this. You know, if you don't want to be kept, you're not going to be kept. You know, if you're ready to go, you done, then it may not be anything the other person can say. So that's why I say pray about it, evaluate, because, you know, you have to look at it. What are you going to gain when you leave? Because, you know, they're saying the grass isn't always greener, so don't leave for somebody else. Now, that's a big mistake. God don't like that, you know. And you don't want to trade problems because nobody is perfect. Now, if you're leaving because you want a peace of mind and your spouse is, you know, you working long hours, you come home and she fussing and she doing this and she doing that, and you guys have just grown apart. Now, you know, with me, if that was our situation, you know, I'm always first to pray and I want to go to a counselor, you know. But, you know, some situations, you know, just can't be helped. So, you know, I can't give any advice on anyone's marriage but my own. And I know what I tell my husband, you know, we're going to talk to somebody and I'm just going to pray about it, you know, because we're new. But when I see other marriages, it's like when you're on the outside looking in and they're sharing what's on the inside as well, it's like, you know, you kind of feel for them, but you always want to be a friend that's encouraging. And you always want to lead them to what God would want you to do. Because don't get it wrong, we're human and God wants us to be happy. You know, He doesn't want us to be miserable. And so, you know, that's just something to really think about. But think about it for yourself and your life. Don't think about it as, you know, getting back at somebody, getting back with someone else, you know, those aren't always the best moves at all because it'll backfire on you. I know that for sure. So, you know, with that being said, you know what I'm saying, babe?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, because, yes, marriage, I heard marriage is tough. We're new, and I know that even though we've been in a lot of relationships, speaking of, you know, you guys in radio land, if you've been in other relationships before you were married, you know, marriage is different, and you have to think differently. You have to think like a wife and a husband now. You can't think like a boyfriend and a girlfriend that, you know, you could dip when you get ready. You know, it's no dipping when you're married. You got to work that thing out, I believe. And in some instances, you know, people do get a divorce. People do break up. But it's for, it needs to be for personal reasons, for their own happiness. You know, you have to make yourself happy as well. You can't look for your spouse to make you happy. You have to be whole and happy yourself first. And so I think that, you know, if that marriage is causing health issues, high blood pressure, you know, just different things of that nature, yeah, you need to seek the root of the problem. And if it can't be resolved, then you probably will have to take that next step. You know, I'm not one encouraging that, but sometimes that's what is needed. And we've seen plenty of marriages where women or men have to stand up for themselves. Don't be scared. You know, God is always going to be with you. So sometimes enough is enough. You know, I definitely don't encourage any type of abuse. You know, us women, that is not love at all. You know, at all. At all, at all, at all. You know, there has to be some growth. What you think, babe?
I think that, you know, if you have to put your hands on a woman, it should be to hug her or to calm her down. You know, never put your hands on her to hurt her. And so I have a couple of friends right now going through a lot, and I just ask that the Heavenly Father bless their relationship. You know, I was counseling a brother today on the fishing bank. I didn't even fish. And people know I like to fish, but I met him on the bank because that's where we find peace. And it's easy to talk without all the noise and without all the rhetoric. And so he poured his heart out to me, and he let me know that, you know, he'd been away from the house for about 3 months. He'd been paying the mortgage. He'd been cutting the grass. But he don't stay there. And, you know, he was that was his way of showing his spouse that, you know, even though we going through what we going through, I ain't going to leave you high and dry. And so, you know, he was hoping through all of this that she would recognize that he is the same person she fell in love with, and that, you know, because certain things, see, the COVID, if you locked in a house and you used to doing certain things, and it shut you down from doing what you're doing, and now you can't go to where you like to go, to the club or whatever, to the movies. You know, some people find the out when they get to go to the movies. You know, that's a peaceful place for them. Or to go to eat, you know. They take them little drives and whatnot. Well, when the COVID came and it shut you down and you had to, you know, stay out of people's face, you can't go visit Big Mama like you want to. You can't get in crowds. You can't, you know, can't do it the way you used to. It takes an effect on you. And so I guess that's what's happening in their relationship. She's not able to get out and do the things that she was doing to get that time away from him, or time to be somewhere else, or what, however it is. It's bad right now. And so it's getting worse. And so the brother was saying, man, I'm asking her, let's sell our property. Let's do what we need to do and go our separate ways. Cause I'm about tired of going this way. And so he tells me this, but he's not going to tell her that. He's still trying to work it out, but he's miserable. And I can understand what my wife was saying. You know, if it's causing you to have headaches and you're not sleeping and your blood pressure's going up and you're looking bad, it's time to change your scenery, you know. And I'm like my wife. I'm not here to tell you to go get divorced or, you know, that's on you and your thoughts. But if it's tearing you down, ain't no stick. If it's tearing you down, ain't no sense of sticking around. Whoops, I said that. Matter of fact, I got LP from the streets on. It is the end of Couples Talk. I thank y'all for ear hustling. I thank y'all for being here to listen to me and my wife talk about our situation, hoping that our situation can change your situation as it changes ours. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next Thursday for Couples Talk. We got about 30 more minutes. My show goes until 10, but I'm going to do about 30 more minutes. I got my homeboy from the streets on here, LP, and after this song, we'll holler at him and see what he think about some of the stuff we was talking about. Or he might have something to say about this voting, because me and my wife, we voted together, didn't we, babe?
Yeah, we sure did.
It was nice to look at a ballot and vote together, wasn't it?
Yeah, that ballot was very confusing, and after we struggled and read the measures and everything, then they want to pop all the commercials on that let us understand we did vote the right way. But, yeah, those are some trick questions. But, yeah, it did feel good for us to both look at together and discuss, okay, this means this, and, okay, so it helped this. You know, I even had to call my cousin about one of the measures and be like, okay, we vote yes, right, because we want you to be able to get dialysis and all the stuff. So, yeah. So, yeah, we knocked it out. We did pretty good.
And then we went to the polls together. Y'all got dogged. I seen that poll. I looked at my woman. I looked at the polls. And I looked at my woman. I say, we here. We here. It's the Wise Words of One Gun Show. It's Couples Talk. See y'all next week for Couples Talk. If you're sticking around, we got some more music for you. I'll talk to you on the other side of this thing.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asks me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in
World War III,
I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
Years and years and years.
Yeah, that's the sound of Whitney Houston. R.I.P. Whitney. My love is your love, right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I want to thank my wife for coming on every Thursday for Couples Talk. It makes us think about how we are to love each other, how we are to speak to each other, and how we are to care for one another. And so this Couples Talks that we started, it opens up a lot for us because, you know, I was single for a minute, you know. I had a bad marriage, this last marriage before my wife, and I decided to, you know, I ain't finna mess with no women. I ain't got to run them in and out of my apartment. I ain't trying to knock a whole bunch of them down. I'm going to get me together, right? And so I took that time out to get myself together. Matter of fact, for a time I had went to Michigan. Y'all remember I went to Michigan on a quest for love? Hey, it ended up turning around 3 months later and coming back because the quest wasn't the best. Hey, so, you know, we have to know when to hold them, when to fold them. You know, you got to know when to walk away. You know, old Billy said, or what? No, what was his name? Rogers. Kenny Rogers. Say you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You know, and so I appreciate my baby for being a light in my life. She's got me feeling real good. You know, we don't have good days every day because we still human, you know. Sometimes we have to go in the other room and get on our knees and pray about something that one has said, but we always come back together and speak on it because we ain't going to bed mad. And that right there is what Couples Talk is about. Matter of fact, let me go to the streets. Because I got the men that'll pull up in your driveway. I got LP on the mic. LP?
All right, all right. You know what I'm talking about. Get out there and do this now. I sit here and listen to Biden talk today. Y'all should have been there. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's the one. Since he done tied up, what, 3 TV stations? And I listened to some of that. But it makes me mad. He can't answer nothing. He know nothing about the Q, but he the one who got it going. This man is full of shit. I'm telling you. I know the mic on. But if you heard it and seen it and the face expression, he worse than a deer in the headlight. So you gotta vote, man. I got my ballot here. I ain't turned it in yet. I'm still waiting. But I'm tired of getting this other stuff. My mind paid up, made up, and it's in a pink envelope. Where your mind at? Where's it at? What you going to do? Put your name on that pink envelope. Turn your ballot in. Treat it like a check. This is your future. This is your kid's future, okay? So, hey, I'm going to keep saying it. So, you might as well just, you know, just settle down and listen for a moment. Just get your ass out there and do this, man. I think you have time for the ballot. No, no. Mm-mm. Well, you missed it if you didn't. You can't say nothing. But just do a favor. If they ask, just tell the truth if you did or you didn't. Like I told you, I know he was a black man, but I voted for Hillary. I want somebody to go over to the pond who been over there and know how to talk and conduct business with these people. Look where we at today. So get up off of it and take it to the polls. Go and make your mark. People died for this, man, and if we lose it, we're going to be abused, along with people of color. But I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you, but go vote. Go ahead. You may be able to go get a ballot at the time. I don't Then you have to go to the main, where that's at. I don't know. You may want to find out with your post office, but you do need to go book kids, okay? We got it. We done had a few blacks in space. I mean, it is, you know, anything's possible with us. We just need that opportunity, and it's hard to get it. You spend the rest of your life paying bills. Sure, you got a degree. It's rough out there. So let's see if we can kind of straighten that road. Because this is the main road right here. This road is the main road that we have to take from there. And anytime we protest, don't even have no matches or lighter in your pocket. Don't even smell like your alcohol. And I'm talking about in the tank. So let's do these things right and see how far that go. If we all go together, few of us ain't going to make it because they still killing us one by one. Still doing that. So come here, come on now. Go ahead. Make you feel good. It really will. Thank you. Go ahead, Tim.
Man, it's hard to go behind that right there, man. Like I said, he gonna pull up in your driveway, man, and talk to you on the real, man. I need y'all to get out there and vote. If you need to get registered, you can still register. Go to 65th Expressway, right behind Burlington. The county registers office is right there, right behind the Burlington. Also, you can go to the post office, tell them you want to register to vote. They can assist you. We used to have people in front of the Walmart and a bunch of other stores saying, hey, is you registered to vote? And they'd register you to vote right there. But go into one of the post offices if you ain't registered to vote, man, because we're going to need you to vote. Now, me and my wife, we voted and got that thing out the way. I got my sticker yesterday. I was so proud to have my sticker, you know. Matter of fact, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday when we voted because I went to the healing circle and showed the kids that are in our circle on my sticker, and they was proud of me to vote, and they said when they get old enough, they gonna vote. And that was good music to my ears. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and I'm going to play some good music for your ears.
What? Yeah. Yeah. It is. She caught me by surprise, I must say, because I never have seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting.
The bridal path door. saying people want to stop the war.
Stop the war.
If they had a love as sweet as you, they'd forget what they were fighting for. What's the matter with the world today? Land of the free. Somebody lied.
They can bug my phone and people round my home.
They'll only see you if they think you're
lonely inside. Just can't come right wrong about you. I love you, love my life,
love.
Just can't wait, can't wait. Hung around
get my arm,
feel your feel
your touch.
Yeah, I don't see you, I don't see you, baby girl. I might go insane.
That was the last song, but I'm gonna go to my partner, Craig, right quick. Craig, what's going on, man? Give us some wise words before I shut it down tonight, man.
You know me, I'm gonna throw a twist into this. You know what I mean? I just have to be real quick about it because I know you got this program, and God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me share. I got one verse. That sums up the whole book. The whole book. Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. One verse. One verse, and that verse is, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14, and this is what we got right now. This is how it is right now. It says, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's called walking in God's love. So if you're in the kingdom today and you're walking in his love, he sees your faith at work, because obviously the faith that God gives his children demands that they listen to him. And the ones that come to the word of God, like Mary did, and sat down at his feet, like she did, and was listening. So we can learn a lot if we listen.
Beautiful. Simply beautiful. I thank my brother Craig for the wise words of the night. as Daniel's. 4:15, am I right?
Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, sums up the entire word of God.
7:14. Got it.
7:14.
I appreciate
and
I'm okay.
That's the
I'm keep.
You're in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom. And this is how it is for us today in the 21st century. Everything that happened, happened when there was time. And the Spirit would never teach you a conflicting lesson. The Spirit would only teach you the truth in love. And that's what happened when there was time. But obviously, this is the kingdom. Right now, you know, what happened then is not going to happen again. It only happened one time, and God has made this the centerpiece. Love.
Man.
Love. It's all about love, brother. That's what you do every day. You know, you got a heart for people outside of yourself, and that's called the sound mind. The mind of Christ, and it's meant for these people, bro. It has their best interest in your thought process, and that's what's so beautiful about being you.
That was a good note to go to bed on, Craig. I appreciate you. You got me welling up, and eyes is welling up, and man, you gave me some Daniel 7:14, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and we need all to read the good book tonight. It's the kingdom. We are now searching for the love that Craig spoke of. I'm out of here.
Amen.
I love y'all. God bless you. And may he keep you as you keep him.